You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
India's economy zoomed to a 9-quarter high, clocking an 8.2% growth in the April to June quarter, beating analyst expectations. The growth has been on the back of a pickup in manufacturing and, of course, a low base from the year-ago period. The numbers have brought some relief to the administration in New Delhi, already under fire about the demonetization episode and the depreciating rupee. Welcome to Editor's Pick of the Day, where we double-click on some of the data.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
India records 8.2% GDP growth in the first quarter of financial year 2018, racing past China.
Always nice to start with a touch of social media, so we pick a quote by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. He tweeted, and we quote that tweet, "India's GDP for the first quarter this year, growing at 8.2% in otherwise an environment of global turmoil, represents the potential of new India. Reforms and fiscal prudence are serving us well. India is witnessing an expansion of the neo-middle class." End tweet. It appears that households are buying more, companies are adding capacities, and there has been a rise in corporate investment. India also cemented its status as the world's fastest growing major economy ahead of China, which grew 6.7% in the April to June 2018 period. At the current pace, India looks set to become the world's fifth largest economy ahead of the United Kingdom. India edged past France to become the world's sixth largest economy. India's GDP stood at $2.579 trillion, that's about 178 lakh crore rupees in 2017, in current prices and market exchange rates, ahead of France, whose GDP stood at $2.582 trillion, that's about 177 lakh crore rupees in 2017. Writing for Money Control, Shreya Nandi reported that latest national income numbers put out by the Central Statistics Office, or CSO, on Friday show that gross value added, that's GVA, in constant 2011-12 prices grew 8% in the April to June 2018 period. That's significantly higher than last year's 5.6% growth in the same quarter. Bibek Debroy, chairman of the Economic Advisory Council to Prime Minister, attributed this growth trend to, and we quote him, "continued impetus on structural reforms and effective implementation of ongoing policy initiatives." He further added in a statement, and again we quote him, "despite an uncertain international environment and volatile crude oil prices, India's sustained growth reflects its strong resilience to adverse global conditions because of strong economic fundamentals." The encouraging growth rates in agriculture, manufacturing and construction show that the growth momentum continues to be broad-based. In addition, one also expects favorable monsoons to further boost agricultural output and rural consumption in the coming quarters. Unquote. GVA, which is GDP minus taxes, serves as a more realistic proxy to measure changes in the aggregate value of goods and services produced in the economy. The growth in India's real or inflation-adjusted gross domestic product, or GDP, in April to June, however, is also partly because of low growth of 5.6% in the same quarter last year, with a favorable base effect, perhaps magnifying the expansion pace in the broader economic view. Companies had significantly scaled down production in June 2017 as part of a business strategy to carry over as little old stock as possible into July when GST kicked in, triggering an unexpected mid-year pre-GST sale season on many products at heavy price markdowns. The manufacturing sector grew 13.5% in April to June, that's from minus 1.8% in the same period last year, mirroring the trends in output activity seen in factory floors. The Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, the broadest approximation to measure activity across India's factories, has grown at 5.2% during the April to June 2018 period, compared with 1.9% in the same period last year. The growth in the manufacturing sector is also broadly in line with shop-end sales, with car sales reporting record growth numbers, aided by greater disposable income or expectations of higher income in the coming months. Private financial consumption expenditure, that's PFCE, in inflation-adjusted prices, which is a gauge to measure changes in household spending, grew 8.6% in April to June to 18.52 lakh crore rupees from 17.05 lakh crores in the same quarter last year. Domestic air passenger traffic, robust rail freight movement, rising sales growth of passenger vehicles and strong consumer durable sales also point to a turnaround in greater household spending. Nandi goes on to say that the external sector, though, remains a weak link. Merchandise import growth has slowed because of gold imports, while export growth has also weakened. The agriculture sector grew 5.3% from 3% in the same period last year, largely reflecting a strong Rabi or winter sown harvest. The monsoon rains, critical for the summer sown Kharif crop, has been slightly below normal this year so far, particularly in the grain bowl states in North India. But the shortfall isn't alarming enough to pull down growth in the broader economy. B. Prasanna, Group Executive and Head Global Markets Group, ICICI Bank said, and we quote him, "The performances of industry and agriculture have encouragingly improved. It probably indicates some employment generation in labor-intensive sectors," unquote. Construction activity has also rebounded strongly, growing 8.7% in April to June from 1.8% in the same quarter last year, showing heightened activity in infrastructure, particularly road construction, with strong multiplier effects across key sectors such as cement and steel. The national income data also showed that government final consumption expenditure, or GFCE, or government expenditure, grew 7.5% at constant prices during the quarter that ended June to 3.97 lakh crore rupees from 3.69 lakh crores during the same quarter a year ago. Gross fixed capital formation, or GFCF, which is a useful metric to measure corporate investment activity, grew 10% in April to June. Prasanna said, and we quote him, "The continued improvement in investment is probably reflecting better business and policy climate, and a sustained pickup in this component will ensure that overall growth will find a firm footing," unquote. He also added that underperformance of the services components is largely due to lackluster performance of the trade segment, which is probably still adjusting to the GST transition and concomitant formalization. Trade, hotels, transport, communication and services related to broadcasting grew at 6.7% in April to June, as compared with an 8.4% jump during the same period last year. Financial, real estate and professional services grew 6.5% from 8.4% a year ago. In quick summary, perhaps helped by the base effect, the GDP has clocked a nine-quarter high at 8.2%. Manufacturing, consumption, corporate investment, construction activity have gone up, and the services sector, though, has underperformed, perhaps on account of the trade sector underperforming, which may in turn be due to the segment still adjusting to the GST transition. Well, this certainly is good news for the country. But is this encouraging? If we are spending more and consuming more, doesn't high school economics teach us that Mr. Inflation would be an undesirable but a definite lurker around the corner? Well, the answer is provided to us by the Reserve Bank of India, which in its annual report of 2017 titled "Is Consumption-Led Expansion Sustainable? A Case Study of India," pointed out, and we quote from there, "Consumption-led growth can arguably lead to a slackening of future growth if it entails growing imbalances due to limits to capacity creation and rising debt burdens, particularly for households," unquote. The latest GDP report seems to indicate that there has been a growth in investment as well. Let's examine what the fine print says. We spoke earlier of a measure called GFCF, which measures corporate investment activity. GFCF, at a healthy 10%, as reported for this quarter, is certainly encouraging, but there are some more numbers to determine just how encouraging. In the March quarter of 2018, we saw a GFCF growth of 14.4% against 5.95% growth that we saw in March of 2017. The 10% GFCF growth we are seeing for June 2018 is against 0.8% growth that we saw in the June quarter of last year. Manas Chakravarti, writing for Mint, summarizes it this way. We quote, "Simply put, growth in gross capital formation in the June quarter slowed down in spite of a favorable base effect. In other words, there has been a loss of momentum in investment demand in the June quarter," unquote. GFCF was 32.2% of GDP in March quarter, as opposed to 31.6% in the June quarter, meaning capital formation has actually decreased by 0.6%. Consumption rise is obviously the big story of the report, but that also means a rise in personal lending. According to the RBI, liabilities of the household sector went up from 2.4% of gross national disposable income in 2016-17 to 4% in 2017-18. Let us not forget that inflation has already gone up. That's 4.8% in the June quarter from 2.4% in the March quarter. World-beating GDP growth is still not enough, says Bloomberg. There still seems to be no respite from the deep job drought that India has. The government has not managed to give us accurate employment data, a challenge considering a large proportion of Indian labour is unorganised, Bloomberg said, and we quote, with its demographic tailwind and massive developmental needs, Asia's third biggest economy should be growing at double-digit rates. Holding India back are glacial economic reforms, a fragile banking sector, rigid labor laws, unquote. Jim O'Neill, a former Goldman Sachs asset management chair, said, and we quote him, it hasn't embraced global trade and foreign direct investments in the way China aggressively succeeded, unquote.
Editor's pick of the day. India records 8.2% GDP growth in the first quarter of financial year 2018, racing past China.
Let's also not forget that India has seen better GDP growth numbers. The Economic Times reported that, and we quote, India's economic growth numbers adjusted for the base year of FY12 show that expansion was marginally higher under the new series after the economy picked up pace in FY04 and generally lower in the preceding years, unquote. The report shows real GDP growth touching a high of 10.08% in 2006 and 7 in terms of factor cost, the highest since liberalization of the economy in 1991 and the second highest ever behind 10.2% during the Rajiv Gandhi administration in 1988-89. Under the old series, growth in 2006 and 7 was 9.57%. In terms of market prices, the highest growth was 10.78 and that was in 2010-11. That said, the numbers are encouraging indeed, but the apple cart, even if a small one, could be upset by macroeconomic triggers. We will be watching the space closely in the days to come.
This has been a Money Control presentation.